Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, your radio voice of the Texas Revolution, here on the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Amarillo Venom. This is the first regular season game for your Texas Revolution. Also the first regular season game for the Amarillo Venom as they get set here in the 2016 season. Now, let's remember, both of these teams were playoff teams last year as the Amarillo Venom, they went ahead and took on the Sioux City Bandits and took the loss for their team that put the Sioux City Bandits in the playoffs. So that is a big thing right there. So the Texas Revolution making it to the championship by winning their playoff game with the Force, and there you go. That set up the championship game, but both of the championship participants took on playoff teams. You know, so where they were last year compared to this year, we don't know, as this is the first game of the season. Now, we know the talent. You can take a look at the paper. You could talk about paper all day long, but whether or not that they're compatible on the football field, that is a totally different question. And everybody knows that as you look at these teams and look at how the seasons go from year to year. Let's just say people who know a little bit about the indoor game. The indoor game is not one of those consistent things that you see in the NFL where guys stay on teams and you can get a good general idea about how that team is about ready to hit the field. When it comes to indoor football, it's a little bit different. It's probably one of the reasons why I like indoor football. Not because it's, you know, a great game. I think it's because of its unpredictability as it goes to the beginning part of the season. You look at the beginning, there's just so much hope. There's so much want. There's just so much anticipation that comes with it, but you just never know how it is. Now, you can get a little idea by having a preseason game, and that's what the Texas Revolution had 2 weeks ago. Believe me, this has been a long 14 days to get to this game. However, that being said, the Texas Revolution took on the Texas Stealth and got a victory 63-34. Now, don't forget about this Stealth team. This Stealth team was a team that went on and took on the Nighthawks. They got buried by the Nighthawks of the IFL in a preseason game for them. Came down here and put up a great fight in the first half of the game. We're going to talk about that a little bit with the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna, because this was a game in the first half that, you know, showed the rust. I mean, the real rust, the baked on rust that you had to get the rust remover and start chipping away at it. Now, I'm not saying that this team is rust free by any stretch. However, during the first half to the second half, they knocked a little bit off of it, and hopefully they're ready to go in week number one as they take on the Venom. That having been said, the Stealth team was also another team that went on and took on the Duke City Gladiators. Now, the Duke City Gladiators is a football team that has high hopes up on the season. They've got talent out the ears, and this was a football team, the Stealth, who went in there and put on another good show, taking the loss to the Duke City Gladiators only by 10 points. So, that having been said, the whole realm of the situation is these that first preseason game for the Texas Revolution, they had a lot more of the people on the roster there. They had a lot of guys that they were looking at to see if they could take that step up. There were injuries in the preseason game, and now the roster is set for tonight's football game as the Texas Revolution take on the Amarillo Venom. We're going to talk about injuries because there were some key injuries that happened in that game and some key injuries that happened in practice. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit more in the show. So we will cover it. You got to listen. I'm not going to tease what's coming on because we got a great show lined up, but I want you all to stay because I'm not even going to put it out there. Listen to the pregame show. We got a great one coming up here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network as we get set for the 2016 season with their first regular season game at the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, it's going to be the Eagle Eye himself, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical, located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices, and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution indoor football team. For more information, go to PolioTropical.com.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit C21Bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution indoor football team.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injuries. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas, or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show here on the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Amarillo Venom. Live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas, I got online the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing today?
Doing good. Hey, we saw week number one, which was the preseason game. We saw first half of football that was not what we wanted to see, and we were thinking to ourselves, quite possibly, thank goodness this is a preseason game. That having been said, when you looked at that first half and the second half, it was a tale of two different teams, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think part of that had to do with, you know, like you said before, it was a preseason game. I think a lot of players come into it, not prepared to play a full game. Playing a competition might not be to their level. I think, they came in and they saw a lot better stealth team than they expected.
Yep.
And they held with them all the way up until halftime. You know, we scored a touchdown with 6 seconds left in the first half to take a lead, and then we never looked back from there. But up until that time, the stealth had the lead for most of the time.
And you take a look at the stealth. The week before that, they played the Wichita Nighthawks, got blown out of the water of the IFL. They took care of the stealth, then came to the Texas Revolution. We got a pretty good win there. And then, if you didn't know, the stealth went on over and played the Duke City Gladiators, and the Duke City Gladiators only got a 10-point lead or 10-point victory. So you take a look at that stealth team, you know, coming and making some noise and, you know, making themselves, you know, a viable competition in their own little league over there. So that's a good startup game for this Texas Revolution, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, it sure was. And I think we were kind of surprised on how well they came out and how athletic that team was, and they came in with a chip on their shoulder. They came in thinking, hey, we can hold with the Revolution, and they did for one half. You know, there was some John going back and forth, and usually with a team coming from a lower division, they come in here, get some experience, play against the big boys and whatnot, but these guys felt that they could play with the Revolution. And I think they took that confidence going up to Duke City. And, not only did it was only a 10-point game, but the stealth had to make quite a journey to get up there.
Yeah.
Where when they played us, you know, they were close to home. They had a lot of support and fans that came out to see them play the Revolution. You know, they were on an island out there in Duke City, and they did a great showing.
Yeah, and also some of the players from the Texas Revolution sitting on that team, quarterback Jarrell Norton, who also played defensive back for the Revolution a couple of years back. Some familiar faces within the realm of that football team was kind of good. Now, when you take a look at the Texas Revolution, the CIF in itself, the CIF already off and running, two games for a lot of teams. This is our home opener, first game of the season. First game of the season with another football team that made the playoffs last year. We're talking about the Amarillo Venom, and this is a football team that if you don't come in prepared, if you come in other words, if the Texas Revolution walk into the game with the Amarillo Venom like they did against the Texas Stealth, they could get blown out of the water fairly quickly.
Well, and you know, this is going to be a real tough one to understand. That Amarillo team has a lot of new faces. You know, their offensive defensive lines are new. They're, you know, a lot of their offense is new. They're rushing. You know, they had only 67 rushes are back from last year, and 60 of them are from their quarterback Nate Davis. So they have a new backfield. They have a lot of new receivers. So we don't know what to expect from them because there are so many new players on that team. But when you have a Nate Davis or you have a Raymond Johnson Jr., you got your top two playmakers on that team. So you're absolutely right. Those two could carry a team, and you know. Coming on the first game, I don't think they've had a preseason game like we did. So coming into this game, they're going to, you know, they're really going to have to carry the rest of this team and show them how to play in this league.
Yeah, shaking off the rust in reality because they didn't get a, you know, shaking off of the rust with the preseason game. You're right. They did not have the preseason game like the Texas Revolution did. And so, you know, we kind of got our feet underneath us, so to speak, and the fact that they played the stealth and they came out to play, I think really, you know, put attention to detail, what has to happen, because going into the Amarillo Venom, you take a look at that team last year. Now, granted, different offensive line, different defensive line, but it's coaching. So that coaching staff, if they can get that team somewhere near what they were playing as they went into the playoffs to take on the Sioux City Bandits last season, this could be a rough and tumble game. And I expect to see a lot of Nate Davis. Remember the big play that he made in, avoiding the rush, avoiding the tackle in the end zone, then making the pass for a touchdown down the field. These are the kind of things that you get with Nate Davis. He is that athletic quarterback that gives most teams headaches. But when you look at the Texas Revolution last year, they were, you know, at times number one and number two defensively in the league, and they still had a hard time keeping this guy down.
You're absolutely right, and I remember that play vividly. Matter of fact, it seemed like it took 2 days for that play to complete because it took so long. But you're absolutely right. He is such a double threat, and you know, one thing we're not even talking about is he led the team in interceptions. You know, he was in the on the defensive side too. So he is your definite Iron Man in this league. You know, arena leagues no longer have Ironmans, but he's an Iron Man for this team because he does play both sides of the ball, and talk about a great leader on both sides of the ball, let alone on the offensive side. He can definitely make things happen, and you know, I'm sure he's gonna be hungry to come out here to start the season. You know, he lost the last game of the season to us, regular season last year, and I'm sure he wants to take care of this game and get off on a good foot. You know, these two teams are in the Southern Division, are two of the top teams. So, you know, coming out getting that first victory is going to be important for both teams.
Oh, you look at the South Division, Bill. I mean, we got Dodge City right now, 2-0 already on the season. Amarillo, Texas Revolution, the Gladiators, who are expected to be a very good team this year with some changes and everything, but still looking to be that team. And don't go to sleep, I think, on the San Angelo Bandits. They have made some good pickups in the offseason. I think they could be a very viable, playoff team going in. Remember, the top three teams make it into the playoffs, and that San Angelo Bandits, if they don't make it themselves, they could really play a big-time spoiler in the division with the top three teams.
Well, you know, you got Meadow Lemon that took over that San Angelo team, and he comes with a great experience in the Arena League. So you're absolutely right. Just don't know what to expect from them. And for most of these teams, you know, you and I have had a chance to see the Marshals play. You know, we both watched them on TV this last weekend up in Dodge City, and you know what, they could have played a lot better than what they did, and that score could have been a lot different, but there was a lot of mental mistakes in that game. Turnovers that should have never happened, a lot of penalties in that game. So, you know, even though it's their first year and they are going to have some struggles, I expect them to cause some headaches for a few teams along the season.
Yeah, that is a team that really is trying to get out of it. And I'll just put it out there, and it's not any disrespect to the Marshals. It's just a fact. This is a team that really only worked locally. They didn't bring any big names into them. They're working with their local guys only. So it's taking probably them a little bit more time to get their feet underneath them because of the expectations of what the league they're in. Because when you look at this league, this is a tough league. You can say whatever you want about it being less than the IFL or whatever the case may be, but these teams come to play, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think as the league grows, I think so's the talent. You know, you look at the AFL, you know, right now they only have 8 teams, and you look at the IFL, only has 10 teams. And, you know, you have the CIF that has 12 and scheduling for 2 more for next season. You know what, the league is going in the right direction, even in just the second year. I think people are wanting to be part of this league. I think they see a good future with it. So you're absolutely right. You know what, you might see a little bit of difference in the talent, but, you know what, I feel comfortable that we could play with some of these other teams in these other leagues. You know, and there's other teams in our league that could play in other leagues. So, you know, there's a lot of talent to go around, and you had mentioned the Marshals getting a lot of their local talent. You know, the DFW area has so much talent that comes in and out. I mean, even with the Revolution, I think there's only maybe about 4 or 5 guys on the team that aren't local. Right. So they're able to get a lot of talent that's local. So, you know, it is first year for the Marshals, and I expect them to be more competitive as the years go by. But like I said, I think this year they could cause a few headaches along the way.
Sioux City Bandits on top of their division in the northern side at 2-0. This is a tough football game or team. Looking right behind them, they got Wichita 1-0. The Wichita Force, as well as San Angelo, they get a little bit of, a shot of reality, because Omaha is not the worst team in the world. Omaha's 1-1. They got Josh Floyd. We know about Josh Floyd. We've seen him up close and personal here with the Revolution, as well as seeing what he did with the Dodge City Law. This is a football team that needed a shot in the arm at the quarterback position with a guy that can make plays. Now it's going to be up to the Omaha Beefs defense to keep them in it instead of being down at the bottom of the league like they were last season.
Yeah, they're not going to be the same team they were last year. They're definitely improved on the talent side of it, and starting with the Josh Floyd. So yeah, you know, I think they only won like 2 or 3 games all of last year, and they're already coming out 1-1. And they were very competitive with Sioux City. I think they only lost by 10 points to them. So you know, and that was over in Sioux City. So they definitely were able to stay competitive with them. So I think they're going to be a lot different team than what we saw last year. There's even your new team up in Bloomington. They played Sioux City this week, and I think only lost by 2 points.
Yeah, that was a close game.
It was actually the Chicago
Eagles.
You're right.
That played that game, and you're absolutely right. That game came down to the end.
And that was in Sioux City. So, you know, there's some talented teams out there. You know what? It's so early in the season to find out what's going to happen. You remember last year's season, you know, going into 2 weeks left in the season, we didn't know who was going to be in the playoffs. There was about 6 teams that had an opportunity to make those 4 playoff spots.
Yeah, and when you look at this, you got 6 teams now going to the playoffs instead of just 4. 12 teams, so you get by half of the league, but that I think the top half of the league needs to be in the playoffs. I mean, because when you look at these teams, I think you're going to go right down again to the end of the season, right down to the final week before all the seats are set up, and it could be down to the final week before one of the teams actually, you know, zeroes in and gets that home field advantage in the first week. But that's going to be huge for teams this year. What a goal to shoot for, to get the week off and be fresh going into a game to make it, to put them into the championship game. I think that adds a big added advantage to be that team to get the bye, so you can be ready to go and heal a little bit before you hit that championship game.
Well, absolutely, and if you kind of analyze it a little bit more, if you get that first round bye, now you're only one of 2 teams that have a chance to have the championship game at your home field. So,
right.
Get the home field advantage. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know you're going to get a home playoff game, and you're one of 2 teams that's going to get the championship game. So, you're absolutely right. It it's very important. And, you know, you look at the Revolution season last year, we went undefeated at home.
Yeah.
You know what? How would we have, like, gone into that championship game undefeated? What kind of confidence would that have given us? So, you know, for these top teams to get that number one seed in your division definitely is huge.
Important. I'm glad you brought that up because I actually had it on my list of things to talk about. When you got a team that is so good at home, and that was the Texas Revolution last year. You can say whatever you want. They blew teams out at home. I mean, this was a team where you weren't walking in and strutting around too much. If you strutted around too much, it wasn't long before you had your head hanging low. And that's what a lot of teams were looking at. And frankly, you look at this football team this year, they got to pretty much do the same thing. Keep that home field advantage to their advantage so teams don't want to come in here and play them because that, first of all, that's such a mental advantage to the home team when you're undefeated and you got a team that may be road weary from being on the road or whatever the case may be. And then, God, we got to go play an undefeated football team at home. It is a killer on the psyche of a football team.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know, we kind of saw that going into Sioux City last year in the championship.
Yeah.
You know, after we were saying, honey, look at they, you know, we had to make this long trip up there. You know, they got the home cooking there. You know, it's going to be tough to go there, and you know, we were tied up with them going into the fourth quarter. So, but you do, it is on your mind as a player. You think about it. You know, you want to have confidence. Say, you know, we'll take control of this game, but knowing that they're tough to beat at home, that you have the home fans, you have the, you know, the noise of the crowd making the difference. It definitely comes into play no matter what you say. So, you know, for the Revolution this year, you're absolutely right. We win all our games at home. Now we've got a 2-year winning streak at home. Imagine going into the playoffs, having a home game, having the other team know that nobody's coming to this stadium in 2 years to beat us, would definitely play a big role.
Absolutely. Looking at this football team to get the victory here tonight, what is your key element for this game in order for the Revolution to come out victorious against this football team that we obviously don't know a lot about right now because it's their first game of the season, the Amarillo Venom?
Well, and I think a lot of it, we know our offense. We know the weapons that we have. I think our biggest thing is to slow down their two big playmakers, and that's Nate Davis and Raymond Johnson. Those are the two. So that's going to be a big task for our defense, is shutting down that combination, because everybody behind that is fairly new to this league and to the arena game, where it's definitely going to be a benefit for you know, the Revolution. So I think if you really focus on those two, you key on those two. You got a Nate Davis that you know, he will run just as much as he'll throw. So you have to have somebody keyed on him to make sure that you limit on how far he does go.
I think their offensive lineman, Charles Tillman, they picked up. It's a great big pickup for that football team on the offensive line. They lost some guys, but they got Tillman. So that's huge. But I look at this game, Bill, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, we talk about a Texas Revolution team that went to the championship. And sitting here, you know, not necessarily bad-mouthing them or trying to pick them apart. But one thing that was so huge last year, and it was so obvious, is the flags that hit the field. The penalties really tore this football team apart. It cost them two games on the road in reality, if you really look at it, Bill. And this team could have been playing at home for the championship. This is a team that needs to get disciplined, and they got to get disciplined quick, because not only do they got the same teams that are out there, but they got new teams in this league that are going to be coming in and looking at this football team and realizing, and I'm sitting here thinking, if I know about the flags that are going on and what it takes in order to get a flag be thrown against us, I'm going to make sure that I figure out a way to get that done.
Well, and you know, that was a big problem. We even saw the Marshalls game last weekend, and
yeah,
that was a big deal for them, was the penalties. You know, we have 50% of our roster from last year coming back. Probably one of the biggest returning teams of the league. So, of those, that 50%, almost all of them were starters. You know what? They were They accumulate a lot of those penalties. So this is the year where you got to get that cleaned up. This is the year where you got to show that discipline. And I think it comes, coaching comes with that too. And you know, you had a coach before that was such a good motivator and, but didn't have the experience in the league like you do, Victor Mann. So hopefully he'll come in and he'll bring that discipline that'll get them to cut down on those penalties. Second thing is this was our first year in that league. You know, there was some league rules that were a little bit different than what we were used to that we didn't adjust to. So I think we got to get those under, you know, now that we're in our second year, hopefully we can get those under control. But we did have a lot of personal foul penalties last year, unsportsmanlike penalties last year. That there's no excuse for those. Those are just discipline issues.
They cost you football games.
Absolutely. And we led the league in penalties last year. And if we do it again, you know, there's a good chance we could lose in a couple other games because of that.
Yes. And giving that more discipline. Coach talked about it last week in the pregame show as we're trying to get Coach here for the pregame show here today. But he made it straight out. Disciplined football teams. And a good point that I thought he made is that your backup roles think of themselves as starters. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's always nice to say, but it's always nice to know that if your team believes that at the same time, and that's a coaching thing. You got to make them believe that, even being the backup, that you know it's just as important as being a starter, and that's what makes successful teams, at least on this level of football there, Bill, without question.
Yeah, and you know, being in training camp and seeing the players that we have, we got a great nucleus. Second of all, you have some players that would be first stringers on other teams that might be sitting in the reserve role. So, coaches are going to have them ready to play and be ready. So, you know, if somebody keeps making the same mental mistakes, same penalties, I would not be surprised to see Coach Mann pull somebody out, pull a Fudge out if he keeps making the same mistakes, or Frankie Solomon, because he knows that whoever's behind him is going to be ready to go. So I think that's where I'm really hoping that the team will be prepared and really focus and avoid those mental mistakes along the way.
I saw a lot of good stuff on the sideline with coaching. Coaches doing their job. And I think the key thing here, Bill, looking at the sideline and watching what I was watching, is Victor Mann letting his coaches do their job. I thought that was so huge, because sometimes you'll see a coach get involved with it. And I'm not necessarily saying that's always bad. But in that game, at least this preseason game, we saw the coaches who were on the defensive side coaching the defensive side, offense and special teams. Those guys were the only ones in the huddle. I thought that was so cool. And like I said, not that I don't want to see Victor Mann do it, but if he gives his, you know, his coaching staff that ability to coach, I think that just also gains the respect of the players as they're out there playing the game.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what they're there for. So, you know, last year, especially when you go to on away games, there was only two or three of us there. So there wasn't, it's like the players are kind of coaching themselves, and then they need people to give them direction, because there's a lot of eyes and ears outside of the field that can see things that the players might not see. So having that in place will definitely be a plus. Now, you know, going on the road this year, don't know if all the coaches will be making it like we saw at home last week, but if they have them ready to go and they know what their assignments are, you know what, they might not all need to be there for them to be successful.
Yeah, the fact that you have your guys that are supposed to be there, I mean, and this is no knock on the Texas Revolution, but we had some coaches that didn't make those road trips and things, and not that we didn't like who they were, but the consistency, and I think you're right, the players kind of felt like they were on their own. They kind of felt like they had to be the coaches out on the football field. In a way, that's good. But if you're missing the guys that are leading you, I think that's necessary. It messes with their heads, and I think that's huge going into it. Now, the Texas Revolution, they get the Mesquite Marshals next week on Saturday, March 19th, at the Allen Event Center. Then the Texas Revolution hit the road. They're going to take on Dodge City. That's going to be a tough football game for them, but that's a game where I think this Texas Revolution will be looking to get some revenge. Last year, first game of the year, that Revolution team should have beat this Dodge City Law up in Dodge City. They get another opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, and that was a tough game last year because
you were there.
I was there, and that's the game that we didn't have our kicker. So Frankie Solomon was doing his best impression of Luis Andejas out there kicking and was really struggling. And but, you know, he did the best he could. We lost a lot of extra points and field goals in that game that would have made a difference in that game. So, going in there being full staffed and ready to go, I think is going to make such a huge difference. Plus, you know, you want to get that road schedule off on a good start with getting the first victory.
Yeah, Dodge City, tough team. Then they get the Mesquite Marshals, kind of a home game for them, but then back up on the road with Wichita. Three straight road games after two home games. That is key to where and you look at the schedule and you go, those three road games are key on how the rest of the season can go. Will it be a team that's really, really good, gets a really good road performance, or is this something that we're going to have to worry about on the road? And we give it right away with the Dodge City loss, so that's going to be huge for us. And by the way, the Zendejas, it was a Arizona Cardinal kicker reference in case those are going, who's he talking about? So, you know, just to put it out there so people aren't confused.
Well, the Zendejas family was big just in Arizona. He had his brother play down in Tucson at the U of A, and Luis played at ASU, and they would kick against each other. And they had cousins and nephews that all played there. So, yeah, they were big involved with the Arizona sports.
Big stuff. So, good game, exciting game. This is a good way, I think, to start off the season. Get that quality team in here. It's not like college football where you line up the scrubs and you just kick their butts in the first regular season games. This is a quality football team that they're facing, and we're going to get a really good idea about what both teams are going to bring to the table in week number two for their regular season.
And this is crazy because this is a playoff atmosphere in game one. It's like Golden State playing Oklahoma City in the first game of the season in the NBA. It's playoff atmosphere right from the very beginning. And these teams play each other well, and they're very competitive with each other. And we played them three times last year, and it was very cordial. There was no bad blood between them, but they want to beat each other. And they're very comparable to each other.
They got them on the road once. They lost to them on the road once, and they got them at home on their only game at the Allen Event Center. They're going to be looking to try to get that game again. It's home field, undefeated last year. They're going to try to start it again this season. This is a good way to start out the season. I look forward to it. Bill, thanks for joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show. Anything that you're going to be looking for in tonight's game that we haven't maybe covered?
Just some jalapenos for my nacho. That's one thing I'm going to be looking for. Other than that, I'm looking forward to a awesome game. I wish I could be on the sideline, listen to everything along the sidelines. But obviously we'll be up there in the booth, and I'll be excited to listen to it. We've had a lot of gloomy, bad weather all week, so hopefully tonight it'll open up and we can have a fun game.
Yeah, it should be exciting, and you're going to be right there on my side. I got you all set and ready to go this week, so we're set. Also going to do a little double work. We're going to be doing some work for the, Sioux City Bandits as they're coming down to take on the Mesquite Marshals tomorrow, Saturday night. We're going to do the play-by-play as their regular play-by-play guys are in the women's basketball tournament of college. So they couldn't make it down. They asked us if we could do it. We're going to knock it out. That should be entertaining and fun as well.
Yeah, we'll have a good time with that. Hopefully they'll, after this game, they'll know who Bill is.
Yes, exactly. There you go. So he is Bill Cerna. He's kind of a big deal, by the way. And I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, let's take a look at some of the numbers of the games that have already happened. Talking about Sioux City, talking about the Force, talking about the other teams in the CIF. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schott's Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schott's Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schott's Photography, located on the web at www.fredschott's.com, or give him a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
Craving an island adventure? Try Pollo Tropical, Allen's newest restaurant with a tropical twist. We're famous for our flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of our island-inspired menu items and pair with the side of classic beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical now has 14 locations in the DFW area, including the one at 102 South Central Expressway in Allen. For more locations and information, visit PolloTropical.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their projects all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach their target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time, with good quality, and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you. The Texas Revolution and Game On Sports Bar would like to welcome all the fans to join the team at Game On Sports Bar down the road at the intersection of Stacy and Greenfield in Fairview. With great drinks and food specials, along with the chance to know your Revolution players, dancers, and staff, you can't beat Game On Sports Bar tonight right after the game.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it.
I meant turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now!
And your 15-minute insurance might not pay for all this. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Recalculating.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to get a hold of Allstate and their representative, Jerome Moore, at 202 North Allen Drive, Suite B in Allen, Texas, or give them a call at 469-656-3233. That's 469-656-3233.
656-3233.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show, me, Sonny Clark, as we are here, and I got the guy that's going to lead this team out on the field. It is the head coach of the Texas Revolution, new head coach. It's Victor Mann. How you doing, Victor?
I'm doing all right, Sonny. I appreciate it.
And thanks for taking time here. As we get said, it's week number one. It's the regular season. I bet you guys are really ready to hit somebody for real. I mean, the pregame or the preseason game was nice where you could hit, but really hit for real. I think that's a pretty good thing going into week number one for you.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go. But I tell you, funny thing, I tell my guys all the time, I don't care what the situation is, we have to play like it's game time. Just because as an athlete, you never know when it's going to be your last opportunity or your last snap. So we're ready. We're definitely ready to go. I feel like putting on pads myself.
That's always nice. Now, I was talking to Bill Cerna. He is the color commentator with me as we were talking. This is a great game to start out with, I think, as you take a look at the Amarillo Venom. This is a football team that made the playoffs last year, and you don't have time to really catch your breath. You've got to be ready to go when the first ball is kicked off and ready to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you got a playoff team coming in. I'm pretty sure, you know, they still, everybody in our division is fighting to go to the championship. I feel like we got a very strong division, and we can't let no games slip. So this is a big game for us, a big division game, and so we ready to go, and we have to be ready before the kickoff. I mean, we have to be ready right now. If we're still getting ready right now, then we're not ready.
Let me ask you a question. Were you ready before last week, or 2 weeks ago when you took on the Texas Stealth?
We didn't come out ready in my eyes. Now, I went back and looked at the film. You know, I was disappointed in some of the stuff that we've done, but I was actually happy with some stuff that we've done. We had a lot of young guys that never played before. And, you know, as a coach, I have to sometimes scathe back and understand, like, you know, these young guys needed that to get out there, get in a game mode so they could fully understand the indoor game. So I have to take some baby steps as well. Even though I want everybody to pick up speed fast, yeah. I have to take some baby steps just because it's a transition for everyone. So overall, I was happy. I was a little disappointed with some of the effort we had in some of our special teams because that is just as important as any offensive or defensive snap. And the guys understand that because the special teams will set the tone. I mean, you don't necessarily start on offensive or defense. I mean, you start on special teams.
Right. Exactly, right from the kickoff, and usually you get a great effort, and I think you're going to see it from Darius Fudge. Talk a little bit about what this guy brings to your team as they move into the 2016 season.
Oh, man, Darius Fudge is, he's the highlight of the team. I mean, we had a special teams meeting the other day, and we was basically calling out all the young guys to see who was going to beat the savvy vet on running down on kickoffs, making
right.
plays on kickoffs. I mean, for the last few years, he's led the team and possibly the league in kickoff tackles.
Yeah.
You know, that's one stat that not a lot of people really don't look at, but if Fudge is out there getting tackles on kickoffs, that means some special things going on offense. That means we get in the end zone. So he brings it, you know, no matter where I put him, no matter what I ask him to do. I mean, he's a professional. He's showing the guys the ropes. And he's doing it not just vocally, but just, you know, with his hard work and everything that he puts into the game in preparation.
When you got a guy like that, it kind of makes it easier to teach those young guys coming in because you're sitting there going, well, we got a savvy veteran who's been playing this game now 6-7 years in the indoor game. We need you to step up just like this guy. Having a guy like that has to help you as a coach.
Yeah, it helps a lot because, you know, those rookies and young guys, I don't have to say anything to them. I mean, you have to look at the guy that's right here, the guy that's been here, that's been involved. You have to pick up those different traits that kept him in this game playing at a high level for those 5, 6, 7 years. If, as a professional athlete, if you can't pick that up and jump on knowing, okay, Fudge is here on time. Fudge is the first one on the field. Fudge is leading the stretches. Fudge is not taking no plays off. If you're not in his hip pocket doing what he's doing so you can be a better player, then professional sports maybe is not for you.
Absolutely. You look at, you've got a guy such as Fudge. You've got a good team set up of veterans. I was looking at the number just from the active roster of what is going to play. You've got over 12 players returning for your team this year. Explain how important that is with you going in as your first year with this football team. How does that help you coach your football team?
Well, I mean, it's very important. It's just like anything else. It's just like somebody moving out of a new house. I mean, they don't come and break up the foundation. You know, they clean the house a little bit, but you keep your foundation there. And that was, I had the great opportunity to keep the foundation of the team here. I mean, we return our starting quarterback. We return our whole offensive line. We return our defensive line. We return the defensive player of the year. I mean, all those special pieces stayed here.
Right.
And we was able to get some guys to pretty much complement those guys to raise the level of play. And it's just been a special thing. John done a great job doing some recruiting before I was able to get on, hired, kept those guys motivated and wanting to come back here to be a part of something special here with the Revs. And I'm just excited and I'm blessed really to have this group of guys.
Let's take a look at the game that you've got coming up here tonight as the Texas Revolution taking on the Amarillo Venom. You got a guy in Nate Davis that is that dual threat that gives a lot of teams headaches. How are you going to attack a Nate Davis as he is able to run the ball as well as throw the ball? And if I'm not mistaken, this guy even does it on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going in. I mean, we respect the guy that brings what Nate brings to the table. But at the same time, I mean, as long as our guys do our job, we're just going out there to compete. I mean, we're going out there to compete with him, to let him know that we're there. We come to play a football game. I mean, our defensive ends, we're telling them to, you know, get off the ball hard and just do your job. So, I mean, we're not going to reinvent the game to slow down or stop Nate. We're just going to play football at a high level. We have goals that we have to set. And right now, this is just game one as far as reaching our goals. So that's how we're going to attack it.
Looking at the season, looking at your division, I think this is a good division for you. You were talking about the strength in this part of the team, the Southern Conference. When you got the strong teams that are going to be playing this season, what do you got to do in order to motivate them and keep them going throughout the season, even though they may have the quote-unquote easy game? How do you keep them motivated to say, well, just because you have an easy game don't mean that you don't show up?
Well, no game is an easy game. Anybody can win on any given day.
Right.
I mean, we're all men. We're all going to put our pads on the same way. We have to go out there and get the job done. Just because on paper I'm returning, you know, a great core, but it means nothing. If they don't show up to play, we will not win. So every game to us is a big game, no matter what. So we're not going to let the team that comes in to play us dictate what we do. We're going to bring the same fight no matter if we're out there going on air. I mean, we're going to come and play hard because that's what we want to bring, the discipline. And, you know, just like everybody else, everybody else in the league except for Sioux City has a bad taste in their mouth. If
right.
you didn't win the championship, you need to have a bad taste in your mouth. I wasn't even a part of the league last year, and I have a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
So those guys understand that we're not dropping the bar anywhere. When we step out on the field, I don't care who it is, you need to be playing at a super high level or you're not going to be able to get it done for us.
Let's talk a little bit about injuries for your football team. We looked at the active roster. We didn't see a Brett Reese on the team as well. Go over some of the injuries that you're dealing with as far as the decisions you had to make in order to have an active roster of 21.
Well, we got banged up a little bit in camp. You know, Brett Reese had a a minor setback. We're just basically giving him time to rehab and get ready to come out and play. He's going to play a big significant role in our season. And we're just going to keep him and watch him day to day. We don't want to rush it. We have a long season ahead.
Absolutely.
I have guys that's ready that need to, they understand that it's their opportunity to step in. Brett was having a phenomenal camp. I mean, I can't stress it enough how he came in shape, ready to go, ready to prove a point, because last year he ended the season with an injury and he wasn't able to play in the championship game. So I know he's ready, but I'm holding him off. I'm allowing our guys that's banged up to kind of, you know, heal up a little bit, because I want them at full form. I don't want nobody in. I don't want no guy 90%. Everybody needs to be 100 and above to be able to perform at the level that we're requiring. So, you know, I feel bad for Brett. Like I say, he was having a great camp. I know he's going to rehab hard. He's been working hard. We have a great trainer in Brianna Spencer. This is her first year with the Revs, and she does a great job, and I applaud her and appreciate everything that she does with our guys. And she's doing everything she can to get him out there quick enough, but I'm letting her know, like, take your time, because I want Brett when Brett is at full form.
Yep. You take a look at last year before he got hurt. He was leading the league in touchdowns. He was definitely one of the team leaders for your football team. So getting him back out on the football field has got to be priority number one. But like you said, it's got to be in the right scenario, meaning that he's 100% ready to go.
That's right, man. I mean, because, you know, Brett, he has goals that he came out to set, you know, and if he come out, you know, not 100%, it's going to be tough for him to reach those goals, just because he can't do what he wants to do. Like, mentally, yes, he wants to do it, but his body physically wouldn't let him do it if he's not ready. So we just, you know, like I said, we just taking it one day at a time and what we have to do. And just once we get him back, I know it's going to be a great, great addition to the team and to offense.
Well, you got a good game to start off the season, a championship kind of playoff game already in week number one. Good luck to you tonight, Coach, as you take on the Amarillo Venom live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Canyon's up. Team No Salt.
So let's take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854. Or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out dallastx.pogopass.com for more information.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and, of course, talk to farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral, Seafood Spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen. Your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injuries. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas, or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team, as we are getting set here for the first game of the season. It happens to be at home. The regular season kicks off at the Allen Event Center against a football team that's tough and tough. When you heard what we were talking about, Bill and I, we've broken down this team a lot, as we saw them last year three times, and that is huge. When you know a football team and you get the opportunity to play them a lot, that is actually a good thing. And last year, the Texas Revolution, they were able to get two out of three victories against this football team. And Nate Davis, that is a guy that, I'm telling you, didn't have the quarterback that we do, Robert Kent. I was saying to myself, we need to find this guy. We need to get this guy. We need to get him on the Texas Revolution, because this is a football guy that has a lot of talent and a guy that can make plays. And that is so huge when you take a look at a football team as the Amarillo Venom. This is a team that can do a lot of stuff, and a lot of things that can happen out on the football field happens when you can create opportunity. And you can say whatever you want about Nate Davis. This guy, he just makes opportunity after opportunity out on the football field. Whether it's him actually passing the football or using his legs. There's a play last year that we were talking about here on the Couch Potato Sports Show when we were talking with Bill Cerna. A big-time play that he made just with his legs. And in fact, when I, on the call, thought we had him in the backfield in the end zone for a safety. So this is a guy that can get out of a lot of problems out on the football field, whether he's being rushed or he has to use his legs to make plays, and that's what he does. So that having been said, you take a look at this game tonight. This is a good one. We talked a little bit also with Bill Cerna. This is a playoff mentality. This is the way, I think, that you start off the season. You get a quality football team in here that made the playoffs last year, and you already know that you've got to be having your A game. You're not playing a new team that is coming to the league like the Chicago Eagles or the Bloomington Edge or the Mesquite Marshals. No, this is a playoff caliber team with good coaching, and you got to bring your A game week number one. And I think that is so huge for a football team when they are going in and they're just not setting themselves up, or, you know, they know they got to come and they got to bring it all immediately, more so than just get into the game, which is what we saw with the Texas Revolution last week when they took on the Texas Stealth back here on Friday, the 26th of February. It was a Friday 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks that the coaching staff has had the opportunity to look at this football team, where it was and what they did against the Texas Stealth and what they need to improve on. And believe me, in the time that we saw that game in the first half, this was a team that needed their secondary to be awake. And I was watching inside the Texas Revolution with Catherine Dunn, and Tyler McCullough come out and said it just right. There were guys that were trying to make up for other people, doing things that other people should be doing that they weren't doing, instead of just knowing their own assignments, which is what they did in the second half, is keep with your own assignments, everything will work out, and that's what ended up happening. But no disrespect to the Stealth, because I'm going to tell you right now, they went ahead and convinced me, Sonny Clark, that they can play and play hard, especially after what they did when they took on the Duke City Gladiators and only lost that game by 10. So there's a lot of talent there. And I think that was the wake-up call for the Revolution players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that they were not just going to be able to walk all over them. And you look at Jarrell Norton. He was the quarterback for the Stealth. He's kind of like a Nate Davis. This is a guy that makes plays with his legs and can get the ball down the field as well. But if you give him that clear lane, he's going to take it, and that's what's going to end up happening. And when we were talking with Bill Cerna about their playmakers, Raymond Johnson is back for this football team. Some new guys at the wide receiver position, number 7, Kent McDonald, number 9, Tom Curry, number 10, Tavari Jeffries, and number 12, Kevin McFadden. These are guys that are going to be told to make some plays. And these are guys that are not necessarily the guys that were making those plays last year. And I talked a little bit about the offensive line, Charles Tillman. This was a good pickup for this football team. This guy is a huge dude, and he can protect the quarterback. So, huge signing there. Now, the running back, Gary Saylor, I'm not familiar with him. So, we're going to do a little bit more homework, and when we get into the play-by-play, we'll know a little bit more about him. But there's some of the guys that are returning on the defensive side of the ball, and I don't want you to forget about some of the guys that were there. We talked about Charles Tillman on the offensive and defensive line. He plays both sides of the ball, but there's a couple of guys taking a look at Aston Williams. He is a big-time player, as well as Dominique Guest. Those are going to be names that you're going to hear through tonight's ball game as the Texas Revolution are taking on this Amarillo football team. And by the way, their quarterback situation, if Nate Davis goes down, their backup is their kicker, Jacob Fenton. So they got their backup right there and ready to go, and he's part of the team and kicking the football. So their backup is Fenton, so look out for that. This is a tough football team. And that franchise down in Amarillo, you can say whatever you want about it, but this is a franchise that is focused on football. The owners of that team went ahead and sold their interest in a minor league football team or minor league baseball team to focus in more on what they are doing with the Venom to where they can be successful. And that is so huge when you got the backing of an owner that has 100% interest in what's going on, more so than other interests out there. They're focused in on football. So this is a good football team. Make no mistakes about what's going on. Let's take a look at the standings right now as far as champions indoor football. And this is going to be, we were talking a little bit, I was talking to some of the other teams and some of the other play-by-play guys, there's teams already that have played twice already out on the football field. So that is so huge. This is some of these teams are ready to go as the Texas Revolution are all set and ready to go for their first game, as well as the Amarillo Venom. There are teams out there that have played two games already. The Sioux City Bandits, which we're going to be calling that game against the Marshals tomorrow night on Saturday night. That should be a kick. They've played two games. The Omaha Beef has got two games up underneath their belt, as well as the Dodge City Law. So, looking at this football team and where they are going in this division, let's go to the Northern Division. The Sioux City Bandits, 2-0 on top of their division. The Wichita Force, they're in action this weekend. They are 1-0, followed by Omaha, who is 1-1. The Chicago Eagles, as well as the Bloomington Edge and the Salina Liberty, they are all 0-1 out on the season, early in this season. Taking a look at the division, your Texas Revolution, and in the Southern, the Dodge City Law, again, I said they're 2-0. Amarillo and the other teams that have not played, the Texas Revolution and the Duke City Gladiators are sitting right there because they haven't played any games yet. But the San Angelo Bandits, 0-1, as well as the Mesquite Marshals, 0-1. Those are your early standings, but this is going to be a great season, as if you remember correctly, it went down to the final buzzer last year as far as who was going to be where and who was going to make the playoffs, who weren't, and Dodge City is one of those teams that felt that. So Dodge City, off to that quick start. This is a football team that has to keep going through the regular season. They started off 6-0 and ended up missing the playoffs. So just because you get off to a quick start here in this league does not necessarily mean that you are going to be able to go out there and do that on a consistent basis week after week. So that having been said, you've got to bring your A game each and every week. So let's do all that and get it all squared away this week as the Texas Revolution. We're going to watch them and what they're going to do. So what is going to happen is, as far as the Texas Revolution, they have to make sure that they're in that championship mind frame come week one. That is so huge. So that's going to do it for week number one of the regular season of your Texas Revolution here in the pregame show, as your Revolution are at home taking on the Amarillo Venom, live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.